Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Genesis chapter 24 verse 1.
Genesis 24 verse 1.
And Abraham was old and well stricken in age.
Now Abraham no wa nyini ye.
And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Look at verse 35 of the same chapter. This is the servant of Abraham speaking. He said, "And the Lord has blessed my master greatly."
Now, where Abraham was, when
and he has become great.
Now,
and he has given him flocks and herds,
now, man,
silver and gold,
men
servants and maid servants, camels and asses. Let's go back to verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age.
Abraham,
may your marriage be stricken with age. May the blessing of God be strong on your marriage, that your marriage can travel afar. You see, the Bible said that Abraham was blessed in all things. When you marry, it's like an open door has been set. This open door can lead you to a blessing, or if you don't enter, then you become frustrated behind the open door. When you marry, you start the marriage either weak and become strong over time, or you can start your marriage strong and become weak over time. So there are people who are listening who have started their marital life, but it is weak, it is difficult. But by the grace of God, your marriage will go the full haul, the full length of time. He said, Abraham was old and stricken with age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. May God bless your marriage in all things.
I receive it. Now, ebu aha wa wari anu wasasi anu bi ana sasi ne nyani oma nkoye. Ne mom said ya Abraham onyami ya na duma otumi nyini na onye nsira wadi enyi na emuno. Yakasegu wa wari asu se sempo wan sasi ye a ebe nyini na enyini ye.
Now, why am I linking Abraham to you or with you? Let's read a cross reference, Isaiah chapter 51. The Bible tells us something. You will notice in Genesis chapter 24, verse 35, that Eliezer said, "The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great."
Now, okay, kind Genesis here, do you know that it's a maybe a Sammy and Sana? Aya Elias or Casafanura, who was say, "When Yami Eshramira, now where son were dear in Ebno Abaya can say."
Now, if God does not bless you, you will not end up being blessed.
So, when Yami Eshrawa, won't mean Yenshra?
It is only God who blesses.
Onyami Kutonishra.
Are you listening to me? Sometimes when a person becomes blessed, there are things that we use as indicators, for example. So you can look at the indicators in a person that God has blessed. When you see those indicators in another person who doesn't have the knowledge of God, and God has not really touched or blessed him, you can be confused and think that this guy is as blessed as that guy, or that guy is as blessed as this one. But the truth is that the volume, I think, is too loud. The truth is that this brother is really blessed, and the blessing is showing in certain things. This one has those things, but they don't mean he is blessed. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. When Abraham became blessed because of the blessing of God upon his life, certain things began to show. The Bible says that he had flocks and herds. Now, flocks and herds standing for clothing. And then food, if you like. The Bible also says that he had silver and gold, which stands for money or
wealth.
The Bible also says that he had male workers and female workers. Abraham had helpers in his life. When God blesses you, he will put helpers in your life.
Yeah.
When God blesses your marriage, he will put helpers in the marriage. Are you listening to me?
Yes. And to Abraham, Nami Mayati, as you say, na owo enkwa ema eni mema. And to so when Yami Shrawa, Obama abwa for so abawa brabom, when Yami Shrawa warrior soa, or the abwa for so bebra, ewa wawari.
So sometimes when there is not enough food in a marriage,
na do pepen so be na dian and so fear.
It's a very difficult place to be. When there is not enough clothing or appropriate clothing in the family, it's a challenging situation to be in. When there is no silver or gold, there is no money, it seeks to rock the marriage in a bad way. And then when there are no camels and asses, you see, a camel is a very strong animal that can travel long distances. So that means that within your marriage, there must be a grace within the marriage that can make the marriage travel a long distance. Are you here with me?
Amen.
That's the camel. The camel anointing for the marriage makes your marriage endures. It can carry even sometimes precious. But the marriage will not break down, because the camel is an animal that has been created in such a way that is able to carry a lot of loads, and is able to walk for miles a day, and the next day for miles, and the next day for miles without complaining.
Yes.
But the ass may not be as strong as the camel. So we are praying that as God touches our marriages, he will bless us with the food and the clothing.
Yes.
He will bless us with the silver and the gold. He will bless us with the men and women who must be around our lives. And that he will also bless us with the grace to be able to go a long way in our marriage. If it means having something physical to carry you, may you have it.
Amen.
But the grace for your marriage to travel in endurance. You sometimes, when somebody prays and says that, may you be blessed with the endurance of a camel, it's a very great blessing. Because a good many times we lose our blessings because we are not able to endure. Every marriage will go through pressures and challenges. But may God give you the endurance of the camel, that you'll be able to endure.
Now, Bible says, Abraham, so no, frumponko, and then ponko. Ah! se wo kan funu ponko asem o ya bo bi a otumi so anoma no nantiche enu ti e kire se wonyame be ma ya dum o ya wari mu a emfa hu ne be ban e be ma ya bu efu
emfa
wo ya wari enu ye betumi e dia nanti ache san ya dum e wo ye so no enu ti sa bo sumi a yesrem e ye insrem abusuen yesre rade se ya wari mu ne efie mu ye benya ne ebedi ye benya ne ebefra When you remember Duma Maya in Sika, you bet to me dear to our real coin. Sarah Suma Bemaya Boafua, Omuba Boya Warrior Quent to Omu, or Nankasa Subaya Dum, Nanya Beba ya Warrior Quent to Omubiara, you bet to me a soa, Naya to me dear call Edward Tree.
Receive help for your marriage in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1.
Isaiah, tell your number, Coach Chamber.
Listen to me, you that follow after righteousness. You that seek the Lord, look unto the rock from whence ye were hewn. From whence you came, and to the hole of the pit where you were digged. Look unto Abraham your father. And unto Sarah that bare you.
And Sarah, owo Yesu.
For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him.
Na me fra onu kuto, ena mi shira anu na me ma odoreye.
So the Lord spoke to the people of Israel.
And it was namini Israel man kasai.
And told them to remember their father Abraham.
And na kacho amsa wamukai wamueja Abraham.
To remember is to also consider the fact that he was called alone. And he was blessed and he was increased. And the blessing of your father is that which you are bound to inherit. So God was drawing their minds to the fact that they came from somewhere. They should remember their roots. They should be conscious of their roots. And they should tap into the blessing that comes from their heritage. Hallelujah.
Mufi baby na mubaye, mufi Abraham mumu. Na Abraham onu onyame fre onu kutondo shira no. Na onu Abraham shira no mu na sa Israel man so edore. Esa so onyame shira Abraham enkuto na wama na se so adore.
What has Abraham got to do with us?
Eden na Abraham cry ene no waye.
Let's travel further. Galatians chapter 3.
Galatians 4 nguma timiensa.
Verse 9 and verse 29.
Chemu enkron ene edionu nkron.
Galatians chapter 3 verse 9 and
29.
This letter was written not to Jews, it was written to Gentiles like you and I.
And
this is what the Bible says about us.
Now when the Bible na ka fire ho,
it said, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham.
Wase wonu mu a Onyamede na domo ana ni jide na ashira womno omo wo Abraham nshira ni bi.
So you may not be a natural descendant of Abraham.
Ebetumi abase wo fi Abraham ase pepepe.
But if you are of faith, the Bible says you are blessed with faithful Abraham.
Na sa wo sa jide ni bi dia, and the Bible says sa Abraham nshira no su wo bi.
It even makes it clearer in verse 29.
Na wo ken kan ko do adionum kro na o dena di kra.
It says that if you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed.
Hallelujah.
And heirs according to
Hallelujah.
The promise.
Wase sa wo wo Kristo mu dia, enye na wo ye Abraham aba, na wo dia dia e wo Kristo mu.
So may the blessing of Abraham be your blessing in your
I
family.
Receive it. Onyame ma Abraham nshira no enye wo dia bi.
Abraham's family was not always on the motorway.
Na Abraham abusia ne na nya dia dan nyina ne o makoto otin ma wo mu.
There were times things were difficult. When Abraham got married to Sarah, in for 25 years or so, they had no child. Can you stand it? It's not an easy thing at all. He loved God. He was serving the Lord. But he had no child. He did his best to take care of other people. But he got to a stage in his life. He said, God, I am growing old. I'm about to die. What is going to happen to me? God gave him that which he had always wanted in his life.
Hallelujah.
Or marriage. The life of Abraham is very interesting because when he was young with his wife, they could not have children. And when he became older, he had a lot of children. Whilst Isaac was having children, Abraham was also having children.
Let's see. Now, Abraham, where are Sarah for Frono? I from Abam Cockra Mobile, a celebration of marriage, no. And when Yamisha says, Wash Rawam, and to know Abraham, Nessar, I won't know. None about Isaac,
so when people get married, God sets before them an open door. Make sure you don't stay behind the open door. Try and enter. Because he said that I have set that door before you and no man can close it. If no man can close it and God has set it there for you, then you are the one who can close it. Or you are the one who can deprive yourself from entering and enjoying the blessing within the marriage.
And notice on Yamia be a sakwana mount, sapona mount. Say, on one Yami Makwam and Nipebiara and Tumudia. And then I won't cut on, I will bet to me and Jinapunachia, won't come, and quite Jinshrana, I was a winner, won't cut on, and I'll bet to me at home.
Let's look at the book of Revelation, chapter 2.
My uncle Eddie Semtimienu.
Talking about the open door. Revelation chapter 3, rather verse 7 and 8. And unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
Now, also for the church in Philadelphia, suffer say. Onyame si webi epon amamo na webi epon amamo se munwuram na mom ma ho odin sha.
In the open door, when God set an open door before your marriage, your strength may be small.
Na se onyame bi epon de ma wa waware mu a ebetun abase wo na ho odin sha.
But use that little strength.
Na so san ho de ketu an fa ye adwuma.
Use it to enter the door.
Miawanisa wo de san ho de ketu an be wura sa epon.
Don't complain about what you don't have. That I am not strong financially, I'm not strong emotionally, I'm not strong this. What are you, what do you have? The Bible says that I have set before you an open door. It said thou hast a little strength. So use that little strength and enter. By all means, enter that place. Don't make excuses for yourself when God set an open door for you. Say to yourself that the door that God has set, I am going to enter through that door.
Hallelujah. Now we see a puno on your baby, ama wa wawariem no. Me ye dede, ena minisi ka huwade, me de obiye madia, enchena misu, minia huwade wa minkati diemo, o onyame buwame debi, a huwade ketuwa na wawa wakwembi suno. Fewa sa puna wanyame bi ama unumu.
The Lord said, and you have kept my word.
Now wanyame se wakura masem.
Keep the word of God and enter that open door. Everything that God says about marriage, hold it strongly and use it. Use the word in your marriage. This is very simple. But in everyday practice, sometimes people find it very difficult to use the word of God. If you use the word of God, you'll be able to enter. So the word of God will give you power.
Hallelujah.
Will empower you.
Hallelujah.
So use that little strength and get strength from the word of God and push yourself forward into the marriage.
And
the Lord said, you have not denied my name. In marriage, make sure that whatever you are doing and saying, it goes to honor God.
Now, our warrior mono, your credo sa dibiara wo ya, and our walk cano, a yadia besonyam yen munyam.
If you make a mistake, say sorry.
Say, we am from Suaka, say me patch of
go back quickly.
Quantum,
retrace your steps.
Say, what to a nice say ya, send to call a chibi.
And bring the honor of God back into your marriage.
Nama wa nyam yen munyam and samra wa warrior.
One of the things that dishonor God in marriage is when we say things like, this one, I will put the Bible aside. I will put the Bible aside. And then we shall see. You say you are the man, I'm also the woman. I'll put the Bible aside and show you that I am not a fool.
Merci. Na dia ya na eye ya wa ware mo nyame mpe. Ani se bibia si wa ware mo na wo ba na be ma no ka che wo ka fo se wo. Me ka bibia sa me de Bible beto nchen. Na me no wa di se ne a ese. Na me yama kofa me Bible na wo be hu. Sa wo na wo ye oba o, sa me na me ye oba o, na wo na wo ye be ma na sa me na me ye be ma wo fi o. Onyame mpe sa.
When you do that, you complicate the marriage.
So there
are people who are listening who have got difficult marriages. Look at Revelations chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, I know your works and tribulation and poverty.
Now, what Somalia as Safunumo say.
Sometimes when you marry, there is trouble in the marriage. The marriage is full of work. To get money, you have to work so hard. You have to convince your husband so hard for him to give you them. Everything is work. To receive benevolence from the wife, you have to work, you have to talk, you have to, sometimes you even have to fast and pray. Oh, why? There's too much work in the marriage. The Lord said, I know your tribulation. That's problems. And he said, I know your poverty. There are things you don't have in the marriage. Sometimes you eat once in a day. Oh, God says, I know all these things. But do you know what I like about what God said in addition to all that he said? He said, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. So you can have a rich marriage and have a lot of work, have a lot of tribulation and even poverty. And God says in spite of that you are rich. What is happening here? What I see in my life and what you are telling me, they are going in different directions. If I am rich, how come I have to talk hard to get money? If I'm rich, where is this poverty coming from? If I'm rich, where are all these troubles coming from? God says that you have works, you have tribulation, and you have poverty, but he said, but you are rich. You see, when you have a man who loves you and chooses to marry you, you have a woman who loves you and accepts your proposal, it's the beginning of wealth. Because the two of them, their faith and their agreement can take them to great heights.
Hallelujah! One I saw what I want to. Or say we are defense and say, when your bema will do ye, what do pa? When your basso, I will call sinny pet, one castle court was see your mate, wawaro. Nasa sacro for me anyway, what will say power, what when you couldn't power, and somebody a junior crop, and bomb pa ye, nobody a junior crop, ya dear, we are default be beer mushishabiera.
So you don't have the fanciful things in life. But you have each other. So go back to Abraham and
Sarah.
God said, I called him alone. And I blessed him. And I increased him. So long as Abraham stayed with Sarah and Sarah stayed with Abraham, the open door was still there and their blessings were bound to come. So you see, we mentioned that When God blesses you, that's when you become blessed.
Yes.
So today, the manifestations are not there. But if you stay close to each other,
yes,
and you stay united with each other, mm, and agree with each other,
mm,
and you talk to God about your needs,
mm,
I'm just telling you, in a matter of time,
mm,
today you may not have anything,
yes,
but you see that from tomorrow onwards, mm, God will begin to add to the marriage.
You are preaching.
The works will go down.
Yes.
The tribulations will go down.
Yes.
The poverty will go down.
Yes.
Because these things are just symptoms of what you are carrying.
Yes.
So when you don't have them,
mm,
go to God and plead for your blessing.
Mm.
Command the devil to take his hands off your blessing.
Yes.
And stand in faith with each other.
Yes.
Don't let the absence of money make you fight your husband.
Mm.
Make you fight your wife. Then what happens is that you have works and tribulation and poverty and you are poor. But if you don't have the fanciful things of life, but you love each other and you stay together, that's when the Bible says you are rich, because your unity is going to turn things around to your advantage. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. What say? A woman said, "Your man koyi, obi to yo go to pano ma unye bin unye skani bin audi ato. Ne mum uwa woyire uwa wukunu ukunu ko bre ba anya hwekra o peg ba ku bi de obegye.
Receive it.
I receive the peg mmm obi bi wan kisi wo. Ya ka we unka receive it na ukunu ko awaye bi ama. Mm. Anaso wo yire wo beba no de ni je na ji wo efi krom na wo de ba na wo de aduane esi wo ponso gari po a obesiesie ni pepepe de ama. Eno ti se wo wo kunu na wo wo yire na mo wo sankita hudie mienu ya. Eya dia emuye du.
Yes.
Na mumie no betumi agina mo nan so abompa ye.
Yes.
Na wonyame a wonda no. Wonyame be sesa wo sebra.
Glory to God.
Anuma obeto no.
Glory to God.
It's a good message.
Glory to God. Yes.
It's a good message.
Yes. You see, people go through a lot of things in their lives. What, sometimes even a place to sleep.
Hmm.
It's a big issue. I tell you.
Mm.
Sometimes your people ask, "Don't you have anybody who has a kiosk that I can stay in?" It's an issue. Try your best that you don't allow the lack of money and the lack of some of these things you must have that God really wants you to have. Don't let them make you treat your husband in a way,
mm,
treat your wife in a way, and complicate the whole marriage. Mm. Let it be that there is understanding in the midst of the things you don't have.
Mm.
And let that be a beginning, something that God has that he can use,
mm,
to bring a blessing into your life.
Mm.
There are people who have got great accommodations. They did not build the houses for themselves.
Mm.
If you believe God enough,
yes,
God will make a way for,
mm,
you.
Mm.
I said he will make a way for you.
Yes.
You may not know how. You may not know when.
Yes.
You may wonder how,
yes,
this is going to happen. But I'm saying that he will make a way for you.
Yes.
This is why you can have a difficult but blessed marriage.
Hallelujah. Anuti misra. Mama sika anatiti a wo famu no. Ema wo tete wo kunu ana wo yire. Ma enko ba ni se sadia ne be kamu abom na mo hu se se mo wo mo ho a wo wo kunu wo wo yire a ene na mo mie nu betumi agina mo nan so ama nyoma asesa onyame mema enko sise enko enfa wo enko se ya da onyame betumi asesa wo nyum se wo be ma ne kwan a se mo mie nu wo be ya adwen abom se mhm ti bia ya timu ye mpɛ ye be so onyame sesa ne dia ene se mo ya adwen no eye mre na kwanya nyame be fa so be ye ne mre obe ye no hu wo be kata wani be tre no na pempenso nyame ni wadu na ye onwanwa.
Cast your curse on the Lord.
O si ye fa ye ha nyina ngu ne so.
Cast your curse on the Lord.
Ye fa ye ha nyina ngu ne so.
Sometimes when you listen to the news, you feel so sad.
Do ba bi na wutie news ekwaso aya na eya ayam sisi.
If I remember the story very well, a man gives 5 cedis or so to the wife to prepare something and bring a change of 1 cedi. The wife goes to the market. Prices aside, that she had to use all the 5 cities, and the man takes a cutlass or something like that, because he was going to use the 1 city to buy appetite, to get appetite to eat. Why do you treat your wife and try to hurt her over 1 city? See, all these things, when I hear them, I just say these are all manifestations of demons and evil spirits.
Yeah.
Because even the naturally wicked person will not do that except a wicked spirit takes over his life. For him to take a cutlass to cut your wife over one city. Over one city. Does it make sense? Demons are wicked. So try, when there are hardships in your marriage, that's when the demons are lurking. They are trying to come into the marriage.
Yeah.
Try to keep them away. Yes. Try to keep them away.
Yes.
So that your marriage, although today is difficult, will end up becoming something that we can all
Hallelujah.
Rejoice over.
Hallelujah.
Because the Lord has blessed it today.
Hallelujah.
Now, the purpose of preaching the Word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life. And give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God. And continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
I want to introduce to you a small book I wrote for mothers and those who live with them. Mothers are a section of the group of people we call parents. And the way we relate with mothers is very crucial to the blessing that will come or will not come in our lives. So in this little 48-page book, when you lay hands on it, I think it has been written in a practical, straightforward, and succinct manner. So that as you read, you have opportunity to think about it. What people say about mothers, what mothers can do for you, or what mothers should do for their children. How to relate with mothers, and how to appreciate your mother. The Bible tells us that those who honor their mothers will be blessed, and they will have long life. Exercise is good, eating well is good, sleeping is good, taking your medications is good, but God also has a prescription for living long and for having a well life, a life full of blessings, if you like. And that is related to how you deal with your mothers. So get a copy of this little insightful book. It will bless you greatly. Now I want to talk about fathers and those who live with them. Fathers, like mothers, are a very crucial part of our lives. Who are fathers? There are 5 stages of fatherhood that every father must understand and go through. These 5 stages are stages every child and people who live with fathers must appreciate as the fathers go through the various stages. There are 5 things that fathers provide. This includes security, it includes identity, it includes an inheritance, a sense of self-worth, and so on and so forth. So you need to understand your father and you need to relate with him based on the work of a father. This is why in chapter 3, I talk specifically about fathers and how to relate with them. If you relate with your father the way God has planned for us to, the Bible says that your light shall rise out of obscurity and you shall become prominent in this life. Again, the famous verse, honor your father and your mother that it may be well with you and that you may live long on this earth. I believe you want to do well in this life. I believe you want to live long. So get a copy of this book. It will help you greatly.
For copies of this and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempetero Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055 +233-26767-6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.